This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Maryland basketball run that should have been joyous, exuberant, and the most enjoyable couple of weeks for Terps fans in the last couple of decades probably, ended up being a frustrating fortnight. I mean, this was an absolutely maddening last couple of weeks, I think, if you're a Maryland fan, starting with the eve of your tournament. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what annoys me the most about this whole thing, the selfishness of Kevin Willard with trying to go out there and throw his weight around and his stare down with the athletic director where he basically pushes out the building at a press conference, was you did that the day before the game, completely taken away from the game and your team. And then on the eve of the Sweet 16, and this is less his own doing, he didn't go to the mic and make it all about himself, but we start to get pretty good wind that you're at the very least a serious contender for another head coaching job, which I don't have nearly as big a problem with. Because coaches leave all the time, and you have to start negotiating behind the scenes. Your agent's got to start working while your team's in the tournament. That's not abnormal, and there's no loyalty in college sports anyway, Danny. The players have zero loyalty. The coaches have zero loyalty. There's less loyalty in college sports now than in the pro sport game because there's no contracts.
That's right.
It's a year-to-year, who's going to give me the most and ask the least of me, basically.
Hey, these guys all have agents. They're mercenaries.
So I'm not going to throw Kevin Willard under the bus for wanting to go to Villanova. It's a better job, despite what Maryland fans will tell you. I don't even think it's particularly close. But what I think is outrageous is just how he handled the entire thing. Instead of answering questions in a way where you could have been dismissive of everything going on and made it about your team and about the games, he chose not to do that. And the initial press conference, which I was not here for, you and Toby were filling in that day.
Yep.
I actually thought, and I ended up hearing from Toby when you were out a couple days later, that you guys took a different tact. I thought I would be the only person with my take at that time, which was that that press conference was a joke and he should be ashamed of himself.
Yep.
But you had the same take.
100%.
And when I post that on social, I'm sure when you said it on the radio, I would imagine you got the same heat from Maryland fans I did.
100%.
And that's what I find so amazing and borderline hilarious about this whole thing, is that all of the Maryland fans who now hate Kevin Willard's guts and want him out and can't wait till the guy leaves and are pointing and chanting exit stage left and booing him, we're all angry at me and you and the people who said, this guy just did one of the least team-first things I've ever seen in my life. And they all defended him and screamed, I'm sure, at you and screamed at me about leave Kevin Willard alone. And then 48 hours later, he was enemy of the state number one. The same people. It's pretty amazing to me.
There it is. It's that. So that's the part I'm upset about. The weasel, me first, better deal coach that you hired turns out to be a weasel, me first, better deal coach. No surprise there. I thought what he did was classless, and he's not above blame. It was pathetic, frankly. He's the first college coach to want more from his AD. He's the first college coach that would like more funding for basketball, who would like more NIL, more facilities, more trips, more cool stuff. Everybody wants that, right? Think the coach at Penn State doesn't want it? Name a college program. That guy wants more. That's time in memoriam. To take away from the tournament, his team, this group that he put together, deserves credit for that, was pathetic, embarrassing, shameful, and classless. So all the people that yelled, I like what he's doing. What he's doing is awesome. What needed to be said. Oh, yeah, dear hon. Terps. Wrong. Idiot. Swallow it. Eat this. Digest this. You ordered it. The waiter standing there goes, who ordered the weasel me first coach? Who ordered that? I don't know. It was you, horse's ass, that yelled at us, that screamed. People on the air were talking about how much they love that because, quote, it needed to be said. It did not, by the way. Advocate for yourself. Advocate for your team. Advocate for your program. You don't do it at the press conference for your team's game the next day
Every
in the NCAA tournament.
Every coach in the history of negotiating their next contract and being a part of college sports is annoyed by things in their program.
100%.
Every one of them. I've never seen anyone do that, ever. And one of the problems I just have in general in life now is the normalization of foolish behavior in all facets. I always talk about decorum just being out the window, but the more we allow stuff like this to be cool, when you agree with it, it's awesome. In that moment, Maryland fans who don't like their AD, name an AD that sports fans like. They don't like him, right? So they're all like, oh, Evan sucks. Willard's the man. He's got the Crab 5 ready to go to the Sweet 16. When he does the press conference, he's a WWE character cutting a promo, coming out of the tunnel and gorilla position, ready to talk about SummerSlam. So everyone's high-fiving and pouring Old Bay all over each other. They couldn't get enough of it. Let's all take a big bath in Old Bay and you know, fly up to Camden Yards and watch Adley hit two bombs. Hey, drink some natty booze. And as soon as he might not be advocating for himself,
you see,
your stars aren't aligning anymore, you hate his guts.
Well, he wasn't advocating. He was never advocating for the program. That's the mistake Rubes made.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. They wrapped themselves in the Maryland flag and all poured Old Bay all over each other, and you know, like it was baby powder. And so when they did that, it was all about Maryland basketball and Kevin Willard's the man, and Evans can kick rocks, and we're getting a new AD and sign him to a lifetime contract. No. This guy is not saying anything about Juju. Yeah. This is not about Derek Queen.
This is Bobby Petrino on hardwood, folks. This is what this is. He was always using you and your enthusiasm as a weapon to get a better deal for himself. And so will the next guy, by the way.
Well, he could do the funniest thing in the world, where he could now, because of the heat he's taken, because of segments like this all over town by everybody, he could just take a pretty good deal. Maybe it's not as good as the Villanova deal. And he could give everyone the bleep you and say, you guys had this wrong all along, and stay. It would be hysterically be great for the Maryland program, because that's the next thing that Maryland fans are getting wrong right now, by the way. They're very angry, and they're disappointed in him, so they're booing and they're yelling, and I totally get that. You should be. But the idea that you don't want this guy back is your next mistake. You should absolutely want him back. If and when he walks, and I think it's when, not if. Do you?
I do. I think it's the
I think we'll get news sometime today from somebody that it's happening. But could be wrong. Who knows? When he walks, though, Kevin Willard goes and coaches at Villanova. You lose whatever part of the Crab Five that you think is coming back in the transfer portal. Most of those guys are out. On top of that, whatever players, because the portal's now open, that are on their way to Maryland, this top 20 program in America right now, going into next year, has a chance to be another tournament run type team. Those guys are no longer coming here. On top of that, the second tier of your players, the reserves, they're walking. This sets the program back 4 or 5 years easy. I mean, they are in shambles if and when he leaves because there aren't great coaching options. The best thing they could do is go down lower a level than they probably should for their hiring. So like Mason and Tony Skin, who did an amazing job with 27 wins at my alma mater, or go to the American coach Simpkins and
great,
grab him.
There, yeah.
Like one of these rising stars and grab one of those guys. Normally, they'd have to leave and go to another gig and then Maryland. But we could argue about that. But the point is, we're so late in the game here that the coaches have gotten their jobs. Patino's gotten his job. These dudes have left and found homes now. So you're getting a coach that is a gamble at best. You're probably stepping down in terms of quality of coach, even from Willard. This was the best year he's had.
Uh-huh.
And the roster is detonated, and you're so far behind in the portal and the transfer game and the luring players away, you are starting all over. So anyone who doesn't want this guy back, I don't really agree with that. I think the best case scenario for Maryland basketball is that he comes back, we all pretend like nothing happened, and he keeps coaching, and you just take his slap to the face like a love tap. That's the best case scenario. But I just find the entire last week borderline comical in how supportive everybody was of one of the most ridiculous press conferences I've ever seen in my life. And now how everybody just hates the guy. Not for the press conference, which should have never happened.
Right, they hate the guy for the wrong reason.
And it is the entire point here. It's what ruined the whole 2 weeks.
Precisely. And again, this is a person that's using the system. Okay, this is again, Kevin Willard is classless. I'll root against him forever. He's a good coach. He'll be good at Villanova or wherever else he goes, and he'll better deal them to go somewhere
because
else.
Because of the presser, right? Not because he's leaving.
No. He's a me-first weasel who showed you his tactics. He's not afraid to nuke anything. Like, he pours the kerosene, lights the match, and goes, I'll drop it. And he goes, all right, fine, okay.
And a lot of people don't care, by the way. Maryland fans are like, that's how we get things done. Let's stay a week for Christmas next time. That's not how you get things done, man.
No. So, to me, he showed you who he is, and I now know. I've got him properly categorized. Me first weasel, right? But the me first weasel is playing the system in the game that a lot of these same folks created for him, right? I mean, this is what you do. You go to a program that's so hungry and desperate, have the smallest amount of success, a micro amount of success. Playing on the second weekend ain't that big a deal. A lot of colleges do it every year. Gonzaga had a 13-year winning streak going to the Sweet 16 or whatever the hell it is. This is supposed to be normal for one of these alleged top programs. You're going to have to look in the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most overrated program of them all? We are. You're VCU North. Sorry, you're a stepping stone program now. That's the deal. VCU has to do this every couple of years. You can win a bunch of games in the A-10, go to the tournament, win a game or two, then that guy's leaving. See Wade, comma, Will. The coach there now is going to go somewhere else too.
They're not VCU North.
VCU, but a little northern, a little further north.
That's aggressive.
This is a stepping stone program now. The way to avoid that is to find the guy that cares about Maryland, your next Gary Williams. The next hotshot you bring in, who's going to play the AAU kiss butt game, who's going to do the NIL, who's going to manage all that kind of stuff, will leave here for somewhere else too. Because it's a football school that doesn't play good football. They don't know who they are. They can't figure it out. You can't give this coach what he wants, whatever the next guy happens to be. You're in the same bucket. You're going to do this again.